Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you're well. I hope you're safe wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Are you getting to the money? Good. Are you on vacation? Good. Are you relaxing and minding your business and staying out of other people's way? Good. And if you're not, try it. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Maybe you're listening in Toronto. Shout outs to a home run derby winner, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Just won the 2023 Home Run Derby. We'll talk about that in a minute. Shout outs to folks listening in California, in Honolulu, in Vancouver, in Miami, in New York, in Maine, in the desert. What's up, Vegas? Or maybe you drunk in Vegas. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're gambling. Maybe you working. We got a lot of people who work in Vegas. Where you think all them lights come from and the food? And yeah, people work in Vegas. It's not just all fun and games. Thank you. So whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, or a smart speaker, I say thank you. We opened up the first hour talking about the home run derby. It's lack of excitement. It's lack of juice. I want to tell you the most exciting thing for me tonight, besides Julio Rodriguez 41 home runs, was Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch was the biggest star to pretty much participate tonight, besides him and saying, oh my God, there's Ken Griffey Jr. again. And so we talked about that in the first hour. As we continue on, you know, we'll get into Victor Wembanyama's bounce back. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern has officially fired this dude with all of these hazing allegations. We'll get into that. Damian Lillard, the Portland Trail Blazers GM, Joe Cronin, said, we ain't rushing to trade this dude. And there's a lot of people saying that, oh, they need to do right by Damian Lillard. We'll get into that as well. So we got a busy night. All my tennis fans out there, Chris Eubanks, if you want to root for an American, you know, Chris Eubanks is giving you a chance. He's giving you an opportunity. So we got a lot to discuss. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to our producer, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. As I mentioned, congratulations to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. picking up his first home run derby championship. And I guess, as Shep, it runs in the family, doesn't it now, huh?
Yeah, wasn't his dad pretty good at baseball as well?
Yeah, his dad was out there whooping ass with no gloves on, man.
When people watched.
Oh, my God. You had to put a jab in there, right?
I'm just being
now,
real.
Now, Vlad, right? It's amazing. And I remember watching. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was always near his son, and it's just crazy to see his son now out there as a pro cranking it. You know, here's a cliche. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, except for the fact that their body types are just insanely different. You know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. looked like, or senior, it's like he was carved out of stone. He just stood tall, thin, strong, muscular, and his son looks like he was the beneficiary of all of dad's hard work in the kitchen, or at least providing some money for him to eat. And this knowing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. over the past few years, he's lost a lot of weight to stay in shape. There was actually a great article in the New York Times about a year or two ago about how Vladimir Guerrero, his mom and everybody, they would cook and make the food, and all Vladimir Guerrero Jr. did was eat it. And so he's now had to adjust his diet now that he's a major leaguer. But congratulations to him. Pretty cool to see his dad tweet out a congratulatory message as well, as Vlad Jr. is your 2023 Home Run Derby champion. In the first round, he hit 26 home runs to knock out Mookie Betts, who had 11. Second round, Guerrero Jr. hit 21 home runs to knock out hometown favorite Julio Rodriguez. He plays for the Mariners. We know Seattle is hosting this year's All-Star game on Tuesday night. And then he beat Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays 25-21. And so Vlad Jr. picks up that championship. And let me tell you this, the biggest moment of the night, the most star-studded moment of the night, is when Marshawn Lynch came out and he had the trophy, Home Run Derby trophy. He had a Home Run Derby chain, and he basically said, this is going to be the award for whoever wins. Here it is, courtesy of ESPN.
Look who it is, Marshawn Lynch. He's got the championship trophy. He was a champion for the Seahawks. Skittles himself comes over, gives a big hug to Julio Rodriguez. But Marshawn Lynch looks like he can get into Home Run Derby.
You see the chain he has on?
I see the chain. I see the calves. I see the thighs. I see a lot. Yeah. There's a lot to see.
That's coming at you. I am getting out of the way.
Yeah, well, we know nobody wanted to tackle Marshawn Lynch. And besides Marshawn and Ken Griffey Jr., who sat next to Julio Rodriguez, those were the biggest names. Those were the biggest stars. And they don't even play baseball, or in Ken Griffey's case, anymore. 855-212-4CBS. Eli is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eli?
Hey, JR. Love the show. I listen every night. Thanks. Listen every night to your show. Listen, I love baseball, but it's good Home and Derby tonight, but I feel like baseball is just not promoting its stars enough. I haven't seen one promotion for Ohtani. I just feel like baseball's been going in a good direction, good rule with the pitch clock.
Didn't
Ohtani promote its stars enough?
Wasn't Ohtani involved? Well, you know, at the same time, he also doesn't publicly, you know, speak a lot of English. Wasn't he on the cover of that video game last year?
Was he? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I understand the fact that he doesn't speak English, but I just don't see anything for it. Just baseball is putting out good rules, but I just haven't seen anything to promote any of its stars.
Yeah, no, it's true, Eli. It'll take time if it gets there. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Let's go from Baltimore to Texas. David is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. One thing with baseball that I think is continuing to kill it, and it has the last few years, and we'll see if the NFL can stand up to it. I know the NFL is a different animal, but with baseball, it's hard to figure out who's got the game. Baseball is on about 20 different platforms if you count the regional networks. You never know where to find a game. The one thing the NFL has always been smart about, they go to the same places. You kind of know where to get the game until this last year with Amazon, and that was baby boomers who couldn't find the game. You could always find the game. That's where I think one thing that kills baseball is How do you even find the game to learn who the stars are? Second of all, I want to praise whoever
Slow down, David. I'm not going to give you the boot, okay? You still there?
Yeah.
Good. Slow down. I want to go one point at a time. We don't need the train here. I want to agree with your first point. I don't think that's the sole reason, but it certainly hasn't helped baseball over the past several years. And they've received a lot of criticism, as you just mentioned, justifiably so, about where you find a game. Baseball has certainly rushed to just take the money from ESPN, from Apple. I mean, they got Friday games on Apple. There's Sunday. Listen, baseball, and I don't, how many people know this? There's Sunday morning games on Peacock. Like, it's just, there's games all over the place. And so a great point by you, David. Take a deep breath. What's your second one?
My second point is I'd like to go ahead and praise whoever the inmates were, the guy that pedophile Larry Nassar, and gave him some prison justice.
Okay. Yes. Well, Larry Nassar was stabbed this morning. So what did you want to say about the inmates? Say it again. What?
I would like to praise the fellow inmates who did
okay.
that.
We don't want to praise violence in any capacity here. I can certainly understand the sentiment of someone who committed despicable acts being assaulted or hurt or getting their comeuppance, but it's not something that we are going to glamorize. I understand. I hear what you're saying, but we don't want to do that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And I guess this is just a matter of, I don't want to say comeuppance. There have been a lot of, there have been some interesting stories today. From waking up this morning and seeing that Nassar, he was assaulted and stabbed and in prison. He's in stable condition. He was taken to a medical facility. We know that he was the doctor at the time who assaulted just numerous gymnasts. And so his status is stable, and what may be of him will be of him. We also learned today that following a Friday 2-week suspension of Pat Fitzgerald by Northwestern, that today he's been fired. And we sat and talked about this on Friday night. It was basically, hey, there were issues of hazing that took place under his watch at Northwestern. He said that he was not familiar with any of it, and they decided to only suspend him for 2 weeks without pay. Well, more of the details came out over the weekend in relation to what some of this hazing was. We've even had a former player who's been removed now for the better part of a decade come out and, you know, mention his own things. And so the issue from this past Friday, we found out more details, was that, you know, there was, and these are the words, hey, Shep, if I say anything incorrectly, just tell me, just slow down, okay?
Deal, sir.
Please. Yeah, these were hazing of a sexual nature. Let's put it that way, okay? There's this thing called running, and it's been reported that these Northwestern players, they would take younger players in the locker room, and they would get like 8 or 10 guys, and they would dry hump them. You know, that's an allegation, okay? And Pat Fitzgerald says, hey, I didn't know this stuff was going on. And then I told you about one player, totally separate from this situation, Ramon Diaz Jr. He's a former offensive lineman for Northwestern. He's the only dude to come out in public. He said that his hazing and how he was treated was more racist in nature. And he said he was forced to shave Cinco de Mayo into his hair. He said the offensive line coach at the time would make jokes about his Latino heritage, saying things like his family would know how to clean a dirty room. There were instances reportedly of black players and coaches also being treated differently when it comes down to their hair. And so Pat Fitzgerald, after 17 seasons as head coach of Northwestern, more recent seasons, they sucked, and also 2 years into a 10-year, $57 million contract, he's fired. And basically, Northwestern has said that after reviewing more of what has taken place, after receiving many emails, of which I'm sure, and calls, and people who they are familiar with, and anonymous emails, etc., that they have found it best to let go of Pat Fitzgerald, whose tenure, I might add, extends past just being a coach. We're talking bowl games, player, assistant, 17 years as a head coach, 110 victories, he's gone. And hazing? Yeah, you can't take it lightly. I had no issue on Friday with him being suspended without pay for 2 weeks. But it was a little peculiar that there weren't details. And a lot of times what you'll hear when you get instances like this, you get the details. It took a day later for people to find out, you know, what they were. And he's gone. He's done. And so that's one thing, one box checked. Larry Nassar, okay, box checked. He got stabbed. Hey, Shep, 8-9 times, they said.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that think it didn't do the job, to your sentiment,
well,
to your point.
He's in stable condition, so he's still here. Eight, nine times, back, neck, chest. So Larry Nassar, the box is checked. Pat Fitzgerald has been given the boot. What else is going on? How about this? Bob Huggins, he says he didn't resign. The school is saying, we got an email from your wife that said you resigned. And this just has to be a money grab. Huggins basically says that, look, he's in rehab right now. We know he was arrested, DUI, outside of Pittsburgh, not too far from a Taylor Swift concert a few weeks ago. And he promptly put in his resignation. Now the school is saying you resigned. He's saying the resignation didn't come from me. And I am saying, man, if they don't want you anymore, what you trying to go back? Just for your money? I get it. But it doesn't look even petty. It just looks sad. It's like somebody has a problem and they're kicking and screaming on the way out the door. This is the same man who about a month and a half ago was just on the radio, you know, spewing, you know, homophobic comments. And then a couple of weeks after that, he's just incapacitated on the side of the road because he drank too much. And then weeks after that, he's saying, well, I'm not quitting. I didn't quit. I want my job back. Man, do you see the writing on the wall? And whatever sad sack lawyer is trying to represent him in this is also a sad sack. Like you're punished, man. Why are you complaining? Just go away at this point. So that's Larry Nassar checked, got stabbed 8-9 times. That is Pat Fitzgerald, he got fired. You got Huggins here who thinks that he can just get his job back. Let's see, what am I missing? How about this? The executive director of the National Basketball Players Association, they spoke. Or let me be politically correct here. She spoke, and she decided to go ahead and speak to Rachel Nichols. And she was basically asked about what's been going on and hey, Shep, do we have that? The executive director?
We will have that momentarily, yes.
Okay. We'll play that after the break because I'm trying to find out the defenses for people who just do wrong things. Do we always have to have lawyers and representatives just shout from the mountaintops about second chances? Whatever happened of, hey, you did something wrong, you get punished over it? Just a bunch of I was going to say, people are soft. Let's put it that way. And people are always looking out for their best interests, and they're looking out for the money. Larry Nassar stabbed. Pat Fitzgerald fired. Bob Huggins kicking and screaming for his money. And we'll hear about John Morant on the other side, and then we'll bring up some bright news, some good news, especially in the case of Victor Wembanyama, who had a nice bounce back. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk about Morant. We'll get into Wembanyama. News on Lillard as well. Congratulations to Vlad Jr. for winning the Home Run Derby. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And let me continue on by checking. Well, let me just choose my words carefully. Here, let's get some more negativity out the way, and then I can highlight something positive. Right before the break, one of our callers brought up the fact that Larry Nassar, who is currently incarcerated because of the assault of just multiple gymnasts, he was stabbed. Altercation in the prison, he was stabbed. He had to go to the hospital. I think it was 8 or 9 times reported that he was stabbed. And he's in stable condition. So, yes, he's still alive, and he is still here. How long that will be the case, I have no idea. But that's where that is. Pat Fitzgerald, no longer the head coach of Northwestern after 17 seasons at the helm. We know he played there. He was an assistant. He's gone. Multiple cases of hazing that happened under his watch. He's 2 years into a 10-year, $57 million contract. We don't know the status of that deal, but we know this. When Northwestern starts their season against Rutgers, he ain't going to be there. Bob Huggins, this is another issue, another instance of someone behaving badly. We know he got popped for DUI and being under the influence about a month ago outside of Pittsburgh, and it was reported that he resigned. Well, he and his lawyer now say that he did not resign. The school says that he resigned, West Virginia, and he is saying that he plans to resume his job when he gets out of rehab. And this just sounds like somebody kicking and screaming on the way out the door. So Bob Huggins should probably just stick to rehab and not worry about coaching a basketball team that doesn't want him. They don't want him there. And now I can just check this box, and then we can get into something positive with Mr. Victor Wembanyama. We know that the NBA is having its summer league in Vegas right now, just basasically a giant basketball convention. And so there's so many parties, so many events, and the National Basketball Players Association, which represents NBA players, they had an event as well with Fanatics. And so we all know about Ja Morant and his situation, or should I say situations with an S, because there have been plural, whether it was a gun and a club or a lighter that looked like a gun, or it just, we can go on and on and on and on. And so we know his suspension, we know his punishment, and when he was suspended the second time, the new NBA executive director, Tamika Tremaglio, she basically put out a statement saying that Ja Morant's punishment was too severe, that Ja Morant, his punishment wasn't fair, that it didn't fit, the 25 games was excessive. Well, she was asked about this by Rachel Nichols, and Rachel Nichols basically said, well, what was excessive about a 25-game suspension? Like, what are your thoughts? And I want you to listen to Tamika Tremaglio just professionally walk her answer all around the block. Listen to this.
So we are here to protect and support our players. Yeah. There is no question. And Ja is one of our players who has given a tremendous amount to the league. We all, including Ja, can believe that there was a mistake made. Mm-hmm. But I think to some extent there has to be an opportunity to correct that.
Yeah.
And I think Ja is doing the things that he needs to do to really better himself. And we're exceptionally proud of him and we want to be able to support him in that.
But the suspension is what it is at this point?
It is. Nothing is ever what it is, okay. Right?
What? What a way to just dance, tap dance, cha-cha, slide, bachata, just dance all around. There's no justification. And please tell me where Ja Morant didn't get a second chance already. I think if we have to look through everything that's taken place, from threats in the back of an arena against the Pacers and beating up kids and incidents at malls, it sounds like he's gotten his fair share of chances. And I still think 25 games is light. So just take the suspension and stay home. You know, we don't need to argue over everything. Like, sometimes if you act like an ass, you deserve to be put on yours. That's just what it is. So we don't need the NBA Players Association, fighting for Ja Morant's second chance. He got one already. Doesn't seem to understand what it is. Maybe 25 games he will. But anyway, enough of Larry Nassar, Bob Huggins, Ja Morant. Who else am I missing? Oh, Pat Fitzgerald. He didn't know what was going on. Here's something positive. Victor Wembanyama had a good game on Sunday. Put back dunks, threes, jump shots. Man, some of these putbacks make no sense. He doesn't have to jump off of the ground to put the ball in, and that's in stark contrast to what he did on Friday night when Victor Wembanyama went out there and sucked. And so Sunday afternoon, the Spurs lost to the Blazers 85-80. Who cares about the score? Nobody knows who half of these players are. But Wembanyama, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks, and he did it on 9 of 14 shooting, showing a little bit of everything that he has in his bag. And this is in stark contrast to the 9 points, 8 rebounds he had the other night on 2 of 13 shooting, where he pretty much looked lost. And he pretty much said as much, yesterday afternoon. After the game, he spoke to the media, and he said that playing here in the summer league versus playing professionally in France, there are some differences, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Listen to Victor Wembanyama.
It's, first of all, the court is more open. It's going fast, but it's less physical, and I get fouled a lot, but not as much. Nothing to compare. And yes, and players are just flying, Out there it's more underground, pushing underground, big box outs. Here it's great athletes, the best in the world, way more talent. And, I like this better, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's see how he does in a couple of months come October. Something else that Victor Wembanyama pretty much said is, man, now I can actually focus in on basketball. I don't got to worry about no stupid train rides and media and interviews. And he ain't playing. He's done. After 2 games in summer league, the San Antonio Spurs said no mas, and I can't blame him. What else is there for Victor Wembanyama to do? Nothing. The real work will take place over the next several months, especially since he won't be playing internationally for France. And Victor Wembanyama said, now that this is done, he's thrilled to just focus on basketball.
In the past month, I think basketball wasn't even 50% of my schedule. That was, I can't stand it. I know it's a special moment in my life, but I'm glad it's over. Honestly, I just want to hoop. I just want to work out, lift, and because this is my life. obviously, everyone, I mean, every first pick got to go through this. But, yeah, it just makes me better for the future.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what he can do in an NBA regular season. That'll be fun. 855-212-4CBS. Connor is calling from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Connor, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. Wow, what a massive improvement in Victor Wembanyama's game. I must say, I'm glad to see that he's finally made a great improvement. It's unfortunate, though, that he is being sit down by the Spurs. But I guess it's good for him. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And thank you, Connor, for calling from California. Victor Wembanyama, there were a couple of reasons why he played. The first reason is so everybody in Vegas got their money's worth. Because for all of the hype and all of the attention and this and that, we know the San Antonio Spurs load management, this and that. He's 19 years old, and it just would have been terrible for the game if he didn't suit up and at least make an appearance and play. I think second of all, it was for him to get his feet wet just on a basketball court and get whatever butterflies were there were out, and we saw the butterflies in full effect on Friday as he stunk. And he bounced back to have a better shooting game on Sunday afternoon. And so does that mean he's going to win Rookie of the Year, or is he going to be a complete bust? It means neither. It means that he's going to have plenty of time to work over the next several months so he can put his best foot forward with his body, mentally, and then also with his game. We've seen some of the skills that he possesses as a basketball player, his passing, his dribbling, his shooting. Well, you can't teach height. He certainly has that and athleticism, and it's about pulling all of that together and seeing what type of player he can be. And just from some of the highlights that we've seen over the past year, Victor Wembanyama is a freak of nature. And if he can put it together, I mean, well, damn. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun story to watch. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, we ain't going to talk about Wembanyama. We're going to talk about a veteran in the NBA. He did his job already. He's going into the Hall of Fame. But is he going to be doing it coming off of the bench? Chris Paul had his first press conference with the Golden State Warriors. And let's just say Chris Paul sounds enthusiastic about what his new role might be. I'll get to your calls as well, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing, so thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you to you. Shout out to everybody holding it down in the hospitals and the public service spaces. If you helping people out, good on you, man. Thank you very much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS if you want to give me a holler. You know, before we went to break, we talked about Victor Wembanyama. No idea what this guy's career is going to look like. Certainly, there's a reason why he is a prospect. Let's see if he can live up to any bit of the hype. Someone who is not a prospect is going into the Hall of Fame 5 years after he quits is Chris Paul. Just turned 38 years old, is now a member of the Golden State Warriors, is on an expiring contract, and he just had his first press conference with the Warriors out in Las Vegas. And so he even sat down and took in a game with Steph Curry, which just appeared to be odd as hell, watching the two of these dudes sit down, and I don't want to say act like buddy-buddy, which just odd, because we know, like, Steph Curry's been crossing him up, Steph Curry's been winning championships, and Chris Paul is He's just been hurt. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. As he's gotten older and as his career has gone on, it seems like he goes to the playoffs and it's his hamstring or he loses. It's just something. And now he's bounced around a lot. It's going to be odd to see him in a Warriors jersey. It's going to be odd to look at him in his new role. And so when Chris Paul spoke to the media about this new job, it's some rough going here. He was asked about whether or not he's comfortable coming off of the bench. And I want you to listen to Chris Paul. I want you to listen to the question. And I want you to listen to his answer. Listen to this.
Presumably, you'd be coming off the bench playing with a second unit that's a lot younger than the Warriors of the past have been with J.K. and Moses. Just what do you think of their depth, their bench players that you might be playing alongside?
You coaching? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what the situation is going to be yet. You know what I mean? So I think that'll be for us to figure out once we get going.
You've never come off the bench in your entire career. Is that something that you'd be willing to do?
Like I said, it'll be a conversation for us when camp starts or whatnot. But me and Steve have talked or whatnot. But I, you know, that ain't something that you'd be like, what up, man? Where you starting? You coming off the bench? You know what I mean? So I think we'll figure all that stuff out in camp.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously she's not the coach. That was the first question, so a little bit of an ouch there. And then when it comes down to whether or not you'd be willing to come off of the bench, you don't got to force an answer. Look, good for Chris Paul for not lying. Though he didn't answer the question. What's wrong with saying, I'm willing to do whatever it takes for the team to win? Isn't that the appropriate answer? But I guess when you're 38 years old, when you've built yourself a Hall of Fame career, when you're in the same spaces, at least 10,000 assist-wise, with names like Stockton, Kidd, Nash, Magic, and Mark Jackson, you can pretty much say what you want now. But Chris Paul, at this stage of his career, it looked like his best shot was with the Suns. And as we start to wrap things up, let's be clear. The Golden State Warriors, is that going to be the last stop for Chris Paul? Is it? Probably not. He's on an expiring contract. And I don't think he's going to go out like Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal, we know, was a surefire Hall of Famer. And it looked like he was just wearing every color of the rainbow by the time his career came to a close. Shaquille O'Neal in Phoenix, Shaquille O'Neal in Boston. It just started to looked out of place. And Chris Paul in a Warriors jersey, that looks nuts. And so I think he'd best be served, yes, to come off of the bench. I'm assuming that there would be some starts there for him as, I don't know, Steph Curry might go down. He ain't no spring chicken himself. Like there's going to be opportunities. And if Chris Paul ain't fitting in come February, they're going to trade him. They're going to trade him. He's on an expiring deal. And he might net back a player who might fit in or contribute something else. So Chris Paul doesn't sound too happy. He hasn't sound too happy or thrilled about being a Warrior. But it looks like that might be his only place to land. And speaking of the Warriors, the guy who is no longer a Golden State Warrior, Jordan Poole, he had his first press conference and spoke to the media in Washington, or the Washington media, and imagine being asked about being punched in the face multiple times like it's nothing. I got to give Jordan Poole credit. He was asked about being punched, and he stood there and he answered the questions. He smiled, and one of them he ignored, but it had to be interesting. Listen to this. Jordan Poole asked about Draymond.
Much conversation about Draymond, you know, going back to obviously the preseason incident. Even postseason, they were pretty adamant that they felt like it really impacted what went on last season. What is your just general perspective on how much of an impact the Draymond punch had on last season and how has it left now with him and them?
Yeah, I mean, we're in Washington now. You know, playing with Kuz, great duo. Being able to really flourish, you know, expand your game, and help, like I said, a new team, lead an entire group of guys. It's a challenge that we're up for. You know, we got a new front office, and there's a lot of people that's invested. You know, and, everybody is locked in, wants to be here, start something that we can have that can be special.
Yeah. Hey, how do you feel about when you got punched in the face last year and the team stunk and Draymond couldn't be the leader and he just punched you out of the blue? Like, how did that make you feel? Jordan Poole is just going to put up numbers next season. He's just going to put up numbers. He's going to take bad shots. He's going to put up numbers. He's just going to look ridiculous. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. Rowdy is calling from Memphis. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rowdy, quickly.
Hey, JR, good evening. And I just want to tell you that I listen to your show every night. I drive a courier route, go to animal clinics and pick up their blood samples and take it to the lab. And you make my job a whole lot better by listening to your show. Just want to let you know that.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want to touch on Ja Morant a minute that you were talking a little earlier. And you put that girl on, the lady on the, you know, that had her little statement there where she said, well, he's done, he's taking the necessary steps and doing what he's supposed to do on getting better. Well, what is he doing? Last only thing I've ever seen him doing since this happened is countersuing the 17-year-old boy that, you know, that he allegedly hit. And that's all I've heard or read as far as him trying to get any rehab or any help. I haven't seen or read anything. So he hasn't took the first step on that as far as I'm concerned. Do you know different?
Well, I do know that he went down to the Florida facility after he had that initial huge public issue with the gun inside of the strip club. What she said, and what I do want to lend her credence to, she's not just a girl or a woman. She's the executive director of the Players Association. What she did say was that Ja Morant, you know, he made a mistake and he deserves another chance. And my point is, hey, he's had plenty of those chances here. And thank you, Rowdy, for calling from Memphis. And he needs to sit his ass down for a little while. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls, talk Home Run Derby, and then talk about this new NBA tournament. Don't move.
Nine out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class. And it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.